Good evening, everyone. This is the National Finance Committee of the Pacifica National Board meeting for Tuesday, January 27th, 2015. My name is Brian Edwards-Tiekert. I'm the chair of the committee, and I will ask our secretary, R. Paul Martin, to please take the role.
Okay. Lydia Bazan. Adriana Kasanov.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert.
Here.
Marcus Jetter. R. Paul Martin here. Tony Norman.
Present.
Michael Novick.
Present.
Raul Salvador.
Present.
Barbara Whipperman.
Here.
Okay, that's 8. We have a quorum.
Thank you. I sent out a proposed agenda just a couple of hours ago. I have a motion to adopt it.
So moved.
All right. Does anyone wish to propose any changes to the agenda?
Well, I was honestly saying we're working on a layup or something else and haven't had a chance to look at it, so I'll just leave with whatever it is.
All right. Is there any objection to the agenda as proposed? Hearing none, we now have an agenda for the meeting, and we are on to minutes approval. Our secretary, R. Paul Martin, has been doing some archaeological work on this front. We will start with our most recent meeting, which is the minutes for the January 6th, 2015 public session. So I have a motion to approve them.
I move to approve the minutes of the last meeting.
Does anyone wish to propose any changes to these minutes? Going once. Going twice. Is there any objection to the minutes of January 5th, 2015? Hearing none, those minutes are now approved. We are on to the antique minutes of January 8th, 2010. I have a motion to approve them.
I was not on the committee at that time, and I would be abstaining, so I don't know. That means you need to take a roll call vote.
Actually, it doesn't, because if you know...
I'm not objecting.
Well, first you need a proposal to approve them. So
I
let's start at the beginning.
The minutes of the January 8th, 2010 meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. And does anyone wish to propose any changes to those minutes? Hearing no changes, does anyone object to approving those minutes? Hearing no objection, those minutes are now approved. And we are on to the minutes of January 5th, 2010. Do I have a motion to approve them?
I'll move that too.
Thank you, R. Paul. Motion to approve from R. Paul. Does anyone wish to propose any changes? Hearing no changes, is there any objection to the minutes of January 5th, 2010? Hearing none, those minutes are now adopted. And we are done with minutes, unless I missed any on the agenda, R. Paul.
We're done with public session minutes.
Correct. Okay. The next item on the agenda is just a quick check-in on our committee's portion of complying with the California Attorney General audit. R. Paul, you want to give us a quick status update? You've been doing all of the work on behalf of the committee, for which I'm immensely grateful.
All right. Well, basically, we have. I've been able to find stuff. If you look at those ancient minutes, you'll see they're not the usual, but they do give that we had a meeting and who was there, and you know, it gives some basics. And that's the best we're ever going to get, I think. I've put all those things up there. There is one set still outstanding, and that is the August 30th, 2012 minutes, And I have now gotten audio for that. I was having a hard time getting that, and I had to go through a few people. And anyway, I have to sit through about two and a fraction hours of meeting stuff before I get to the notes I took when I came in on that meeting. So that's going to have to wait for the next time we get together to be approved. But that is outside of the five executive sessions we have waiting for us later. The August 30th, 2012 minutes are the only ones outstanding for the committee.
Wow.
Great.
And I've arranged with Sirius how we're going to ship things and the security of the executive session ones and all of that noise. So it's set.
That is a Herculean task that you're completing. Thank you so much. Anyone else have anything else on the Attorney General audit? Okay, we're on to the CFO report. Is Raul on the call?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am here. I'm trying to send you the some financial reports, but my connection is really... Hello?
Go ahead, Raul.
Hello.
You were audible before.
Raul, you still with us?
Hello, hello, hello.
We can hear you now.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Hang on a second. Thank you. Okay. Well, just wanted to give a status of the audit. We still have minor odds and ends that we are working on the 2014 audit. 2013 audit, and we are hopefully looking to see some draft by by next week. We'll be working with the auditors tomorrow and Monday to go over the final remaining items, and we should be able to get something a draft by the next NFC meeting or the next BND. And we are also working on the 2014. We just generated some preliminary reports on the 2014 fiscal year, and also working on the first quarter 2015. We're just trying to get us much more information for the December results, so we'll have a complete P&L for all the stations and consolidated information. I will probably send it out after this meeting. We're still generating them as we speak, and not in time for this meeting. With respect to the California 8 Attorney General's report, we have we're compiling financials. So most of the archived financial statements, of the audited financial statements, and are being generated, are being copied onto our directories, compiling them together, so that it will be in one place. All the other financial statements can be generated in our system, the general ledgers. Basically, the electronic copies of financial reports can easily be generated. All the portions of the accounting will be done, tax returns are done, with the help of some other previous directors, we are able to locate some of the missing information from the tax reports, tax returns and the audited financial statements. On the pension funding, we have a meeting on Monday with the third party administrator on the resolution of the retirement plans funding for 2012 and 2013, and they have proposals for us to go over with on Monday. And that should be it for now, but while we're doing this meeting, you should probably be getting some financial reports for your review, and so in the next meeting, we can go over them so that you'll have enough time to go over these financials. And
Raul, are the reports preliminary 2014 or first quarter 2015?
Both, preliminary 2014. I will send the 2014 first, and then in a few minutes or before the end of this meeting, we'll send you the first quarter 2015.
Okay. We've got 10 minutes left on this item. I'll take a stack for questions.
Barbara with a question.
I've got Barbara. Who else?
Bill.
I've got Barbara and Bill. Who else? Okay, Barbara, go ahead.
Will you be having a breakdown for the pension funding as to what is owed by each station?
Yes. We already have the preliminary figures for each of the stations. However, that might change a little bit, but the final numbers will be reviewed next week.
Bill, you're up next.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, I was muted. Yeah, thank you, Raul. So do you have a date then for the FY13 audit? When do you expect it to be completed?
I don't have a date yet. We're hoping that we can get some kind of gap in the first week, next week. That's kind of what we're shooting for.
And then, and also for the FY2014 audit, you said they're working on that too?
The 2014, we're completing a 2014 financials, and we're pretty much complete. We will need to do all the audit schedules after we've done this 2014 financials. But before we could do that, really need to finish the 2013 so we could roll over the audited numbers from the balance sheet accounts into the 2014 so we could generate the new trial balance for 2014, and we could work on schedules based on that rolled over numbers.
Okay. And yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing those financial reports. Will we get cash flow reports also? I'm really worried about cash flow this year.
Yes. We will provide you with cash flow.
And a balance sheet?
We are waiting. Excuse me?
And a balance sheet? Could we get that? I mean, that would be part of the audit, I know.
Yeah, the balance sheet will be done for 2014. Unfortunately, we need to close 2013. The Great Plains system doesn't allow you to generate a balance sheet for the following year unless the 2013 is rolled over into the new year. So we would try to generate the a balance sheet for 2014, but it's just giving us activities for the 2014 and not rolling over the previous balances of 2013. So we're going to find some other ways to do a balance sheet.
Okay.
And it was taking a little bit more time, so we'll try and do that as soon as we're done with the 2013.
Okay, thank you. And I realize the auditor will include that, but I mean that may not be final for a while, and it would be very helpful to have that plus the cash flow reports. So thank you.
We're trying to get the balance sheets rolled over so we can start the preparation of the audit schedule for 2014, because that's kind of the most important element of that, of those schedules, is the balance sheet accounts.
Okay, and then do you know about how much longer it would take then for that? I realize they have to finish the FY13 audit first, but if that sounds like they're almost done with that, would you expect the FY14 audit soon?
Well,
also?
We are optimistic about the 2014. We've gotten some assistance or a motion to hire additional staffing to just work on the 2014 schedule. So we are optimistic that we'll be able to get or accelerate the 2014 schedules, and so we could jump onto that and shoot for the March 31st deadline.
Okay, thank you.
Raul, it's Brian. After you get the draft audit next week, how many steps are left before we have a final signed audit?
It should be, if we all agree on that. I think it's just a matter of finalizing. We review the notes, we review the numbers, and then we kind of put our accounting system and their system in sync before we finalize them. And I would say there are no conflicts or any discrepancies. I think it should be done. If we see the draft, it should be like within a week we could finalize them.
Okay. It's a big if. Anyone else with questions for the CFO?
Paul.
Got a Paul. Anyone else?
Michael Novick.
Michael, anyone else? I'm going to close the stack after Michael because we're at time. So speak now or hold your peace. All right, go ahead, R. Paul.
Yeah, this is a question that's sparked by something somebody posted online, and I just want to make sure. I think we've actually covered this, but I just want to make sure right now. When the loan was made regarding the taxes for the WBAI stuff, that loan did go right to the various taxing authorities, right?
Yes.
And who exactly, you know, wrote that check out? Was it you or the WBAI general manager?
No. The actual remittance to the government was done by our payroll paychecks, because we run that severance payroll through the paycheck system, and then the paycheck system generated that.
Okay, so it came out of the national office.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
And Michael, go ahead.
My question was about when we think we can start work, or when we have to start work on the fiscal year 2014 audit.
Right after we complete the 2013 audit, when the balance sheet is rolled over into the fiscal year 2014, we could start to schedule preparation for the audit. Like I said, it's really dependent on that. However, we are concurrently working on 2014 information, so we're just updating it. Like the financial statements that I just sent to you for 2014 is preliminary, and between now and the time that we are ready to prepare the schedule, we will regenerate a new set of financial statements, and we will base our schedules based on that updated schedule. So this financial statement, our profit and loss statement that I just sent, is really preliminary, and during the course of this updating the information, if we find any invoices hanging around or lying around somewhere that we need to put into the system for 2014, then we'll update that. So this financial, this P&L that you just probably received by now, it will be updated as we go along. So we were trying to get as much as possible, but we wanted to have a P&L report sent to you so that you could go over them and then kind of give us a feedback on based on that.
So that's, you sent one document for the whole all 7 units? Is that, I haven't had a chance to look at it yet.
For the whole year, yeah, for the whole entire network.
Yeah, it went out 7 minutes ago.
Yeah, no,
it's on the subject line about calling.
Right, yeah.
I'm sorry, yeah, I just replied.
Yeah, just replied. Got it.
Okay, we're time on the CFO report. We will move on. I made space on the agenda for check-ins from treasurers on how fund drives and year-to-date financial performance is going. I mostly did that because Bill Crozier took the lead by sending out a first quarter financial statement for KPFT. But I figured if anyone else had information to volunteer, now would be a good time. So, Bill, you want to start us off? How's KPFT doing?
Well, actually, I just got the report actually this afternoon. I haven't looked at it in great detail, but we're basically doing okay. We started our winter fund drive early, partly because of cash flow. And so, you know, it's been being impacted a little bit because of people are probably still paying off their holiday bills. But that's what we usually do if, you know, things run a little short. We just start the next fund drive early. So it's still going on. I guess maybe it might be more sense to let you look at all those spreadsheets, the spreadsheets that I sent, and then see if there's questions.
I gave them a quick look over, and there's not year-to-date budget figures for comparison, but when I compared the bottom line, it looked like KPFT is outperforming its first quarter budget by $100,000 on the bottom line.
Yeah, part of that, I think, is just the timing of the fund drive, so I'm not sure I would take that for a whole lot. This is just the first quarter. And one of these, let's see, I sent two spreadsheets. Let's see, what was it called? One of them was called KPFT Bud versus Act FY15 LSB, and it's just a summary. It doesn't have all the detailed budget, but it has a summary of budget versus actual. And if you look at the YTD tab, it gives year to date, so it goes through December 31st.
Got it.
And then that shows the variance in the column B. This is what like Dwayne gives to the LSB every month at the LSB meetings to keep the LSB updated.
Any other treasurers? Paul, I understand there's been some financial information distributed at WBAI?
Yes. The day after the last NFC meeting, we had an LSB meeting, and the general manager came in and showered us with documents, which, you know, oh well. Let's start with, I think I sent this to the committee, right? I posted it, and I told everybody there it was. And I guess the major thing is named WBAIfinancials.xlsx, and there's a another one label a word document 2015-11-14 LSB report WBAI Radio 99, and those are the two main things to really look at. And basically, from the documents that the general manager handed out, it certainly appears that WBAI has ended the first quarter about $57,000 in the red. And looking at it, comparing what the general manager put out as his P&L here. Whoops, clicked on something and it almost disappeared. What the general manager put out and what the budget says, BAI was budgeted to have enlisted support about 458,725 at the end of the first quarter. And the actual that the general manager is giving us is 292,439. This is a difference of about 166 grand. And so Lister support is 166 off. Now he gives, as I said, he gives a net figure of basically $58,000 in the red here. And the thing is, when I go to total revenue looks worse than that. But maybe we saved some bills, saved on some bills. Basically, total revenue looks like it's about 194, 195 in the red. So either way, we've got a six-figure difference in terms of listener support, which is, of course, our main thing here. And then going to this report. And then we've got from the general manager, and you can all read this. Again, as I've noted before, the general manager and I don't see the same thing when we look at these. So he's more optimistic, I'm more pessimistic. Basically, what we're looking at is the fall on-air fundraiser, missed by about 84 grand. There was a hypnosis premium that was sort of a quiet pitch thing, and that was that the general manager says brought in $40,000. There were two Gary Null specials. They brought in about he says that the net at this point in time from those two is about 15 grand. He says we also got about 15 net from the Martin Luther King special, which is not which is not first quarter, but you know he put it in. And then there's something else, another special that's in January. So basically, we have about in January we have about $55,000 from the Martin Luther King Day special and the Chris Howard special, which is the hypnosis guy, I guess, again. That's his name. And we are missing rather a bit, as I said before. In terms of cash around, again, the general manager gives our current situation as of the 14th of January, which is when this was put out, as about 53.5 in the red. So one way or another, we're between 50 and 60 in the red by his count, and by comparison of what he's shown us in the document and what was budgeted, we're, it looks to me, about 195 off from total revenue. And, of course, we still have the situation of BAI with Empire, and we are paying them 12 grand. As of the 14th of January, we still owed 2 months, December and January, of Empire, along with some other things. So, you know, again, because of the fact that the Empire State Building rent is not done negotiating, and we're paying them $12,000 instead of $55,000 a month, you know, you look at this and you say, okay, it's we can't be precise by any means. I need to point out that besides the fact that we're between 50 and 60 in the red for the first quarter, according to the general manager, we also have six figures of past bills, which is the big monster of our cash flow problem and has been for some years now. And if we discount the Empire State Building stuff a lot from that, we've got to have probably about $200,000 in the red from the, you know, in past bills. And so if you combine that, we're something on the order of about a quarter million in the hole at this point in time, at least as far as I can tell from these various documents. And again, I've sent them all so you can read the letter. And the general manager did object to the to what was said on the last NFC meeting. But, you know, we say...
You know what, Paul?
Yeah, I
checked through emails from you, and I think you sent them individually to me at my request, but I don't think you ever posted them to the committee as a whole.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the committee and getting...
Oh, crap. All right, I will... as soon as I shut up, I'll send all of this, and everybody can read all that stuff, okay?
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. That's it.
Anybody else want to check in before we move on?
I can report it briefly. We, this is Michael from KPFK. We postponed our local finance committee meeting to last Friday in the hopes that we would be able to get some documentation more current, but it was still not available. We did meet with the new business manager who was hired, interim business manager, Tracy Bullard, and the interim general manager was there, and we reviewed a little bit of what, you know, pace she thinks it will take to kind of get the corrections and backfill. So she's been there for about, as of Friday, she, I think it was her 9th or 10th day, and she had caught up, you know, maybe part of the first quarter, and felt that by the end of February, she would probably be current with the first quarter and the, you know, the, or the first 4 months of the current fiscal year. But we have no complete financials yet. We did get a MEMSIS document which showed that the December fund drive was, you know, kind of just... kind of just made it to what a revised downward goal was based on the current anticipated dailies, which are not very good compared to what they used to be. But that post the fund drive, there was a fairly substantial amount of money that came in response to a mailing that they sent out, and in response to the kind of quiet drive campaign that we had said we would continue to do through the end of the calendar year. And in fact, it's sort of continuing, at least with periodic announcements, if not on, you know, like cards between shows, not so much on the shows. So they there were about $50,000 in extra income after the fund drive, about 15 in response to the mailing, about 15,000 in kind of web donations post fund drive, no premiums, I think. And then $15,000 in other, which I haven't found out what that was. I don't know if it was a grant or a bequest or something. So currently the station is able to make payroll through this month, and we start, you know, fund drives pretty promptly in February. And we're hoping that by the end of February we'll, you know, at least have current financials, you know, in great planes and... be able to figure out where to go from there. The management resolved a contradiction that, or a grievance that was filed by the union regarding pensions, and is now in the process of discussing, you know, potential payroll cuts and other economies to try to reduce expenses further. So, although our LSB Finance Committee, you know, asked for a revised budget and the NFC proposal to the PNB, which I think was adopted, called for a quarter of a million in cuts, but those have not yet been made until they can clarify what their actual financial situation is, like getting all the books, you know, kind of up to speed and current and seeing what can be cut further. That's it. That's it.
All right. Anybody else?
I had a quick question for each, R. Paul and Michael. Shall I go ahead?
Go ahead. Okay, me.
Sure, go ahead, Barbara.
So I just didn't hear, Michael, was it your business manager you hired?
They hired an interim business manager. She's essentially a temp still. The interim general manager is advocating that we hire a permanent business manager. We currently are also paying quarter time to Mariana Berkovich from PRA to help get our books in order. But, you know, I assume additional hiring beyond the temp is going to require approval on the international level. So, this woman Tracy seems quite competent, but she was, yeah, she was hired as a temporary.
What was her name?
Tracy Bullard.
Bullard. Okay, thank you. And my quick question for R. Paul. Did the LSB, or no, I guess it's the PNB that's going to vote for a replacement on this committee. So Manager has not been replaced yet, is that?
That would be up to the PNB, Barbara.
Right.
Okay.
But her seat on the PNB has not been filled yet by WBAI. Or I guess you probably have elected somebody.
Yeah, we did elect somebody. We had our elections on January 14th.
So that person will be seated at our next meeting, and presumably we'll be populating committees right after that. And those of us who are directors.
I think you had a PNB meeting after the 14th, didn't you?
Yeah, but that person wasn't elected as a replacement. They were elected as part of your annual director elections, right?
Yeah.
So then they wouldn't be seated until the meeting at which all new directors are seated, which is our next one.
Okay, so is that they're not waiting for an in-person meeting, right?
Yeah.
No. Well, yeah, because otherwise it'll be, you know, July. Okay, so the next teleconference.
So that's next Thursday, 2 days.
I believe so.
Okay, so
although
two
I may
days,
be talking out of school.
All right.
Oh yeah, I guess I should say that I was re-elected treasurer on Sunday. So
congratulations. So on KPFA's front, our business
manager. Oh, we have a question too.
Go ahead, Bill.
Oh, just to clarify, so Michael, is KPFK using Great Plains also? I've been trying to, I'm confused which stations have switched
well,
to something
that's
else.
That's part of the problem. We had somebody in there as an interim business manager who was kind of hired as an assistant, and then the person who was hired as an assistant left. And so we've had, basically they've been using Excel spreadsheets and doing it all manually, and nothing's been entered into Great Plains. So what I'm trying to catch up with now is getting it all into Great Plains and you know, kind of verified. But yes, I think all five stations use Great Plains because it's the one that they found would best be able to handle that many different units of the same. You know, essentially we're all units of Pacifica. So I think we're all using the same.
Okay, well, I thought WBI was using something else also.
Correct.
QuickBooks or
The WBAI general manager reports that there's nobody at BAI who can really manage Great Plains, so he has QuickBooks, and so WBAI does its local financial stuff with a combination of MemSys and QuickBooks, and then that's shipped off to the business manager at KPFT, and he says it then goes right into the Great Plains there.
Okay, I just want to make sure that Raul has access to all the information from all the stations. So, but okay. Thank you.
All right. On KPFA's front, our business manager has been working on getting accurate first quarter financial statements. He generated a very preliminary set for our local board and then discovered about $175,000 in duplicate journal entries. But it looks like we made up a lot of ground in December, and we have the cash on hand to make payroll through the end of January as well. Already started a winter fund drive. I think I'll reserve further comment on the details until we have actual figures to look at. Any other stations want to check in? All right. If you are not speaking, please mute your phone. We're picking up some odd noises from the east. Thank you. And we're on to new business now. We have one thing that was submitted ahead of time. There's a motion from Bill Crozier to have the National Finance Committee recommend that the PNB rescind KPFT Budget Proviso 2.
Brian?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Somebody hit something and it, wow, I just got taken off the call by somebody asking the options. I don't, never had that happen before. Anyway, did we just go on to new business?
We did.
Okay.
So, Bill Crozier is proposing that we recommend to the Pacifica National Board that it rescind the proviso directing KPFT management to extend fund drives until they meet their goals and to increase their goals if KPFT falls short of budget and other revenue sources. Bill, do you want to motivate your proposal?
Okay, thank you. Well, first let me say, I agree with the overall idea of the proviso. I think we really do need to make sure that we stop our deficit spending, reverse our deficit spending. I think I agree that's really critical for all the stations. But I don't think this is quite the appropriate solution, and it actually causes some increased problems. And, I emailed a few of those, kind of a summary earlier today. In general, though, just remember, KPFT doesn't have the history of the deficit spending that some of the other stations have. And we haven't been spending more money than we're bringing in. So that's the real critical problem. I realize we're trying to stop, and I think that is really important. But it's kind of micromanaging in the sense that we're telling the GM specifically how to address shortfalls in the current fund drive. But there's other ways of doing it than that. And I'll just give you an example. We're in a fund drive right now. We're at about 70% of where we should be. So it looks like if it continues the way it is, we may end up at only 70% of the goal. But the things tend to pick up towards the end, but we won't know that till near the end of the drive. And it's really complicated extending a drive on, making that decision on relatively short notice. You've got to arrange all kinds of things that are hard to do on short notice and usually ends up falling apart, including getting people to answer the phones and staff that have made plans to, maybe take a day off after, many continuous days of fund drive and, children arrangements and just all kinds of things like that. Plus, we've been pitching on the air that we're going to a certain date, and so listeners will be disappointed if you extend it. And this particular drive ends on Saturday. Super Bowl Day is the following day, which is almost guaranteed to be a bad day for fundraising. We've tried that before. I don't watch football, but a lot of people do. I mean, there's a lot of little things like that. And what's worked better for us is we did have a shortfall in the fall fund drive, but it didn't show up. It was real obvious on that the financial reports I sent out. But we came up at about 80% or a little over 80% of the goal then. But sometimes the goals are fixed a little higher than we really need to have them, and because we know if you get to the goal, people slack off, they stop pitching, they want to stop the drive immediately. So the goals are kind of set artificially a little higher than we really need. And the other thing is that it's just easier to start the next drive earlier, like we did this one, because the last drive ended up a little short. It's easier to add on days at the beginning of the next drive than it is to tack on short notice at the end of the current drive. There's other reasons too, but I'll be glad to answer questions, but I just think it's the wrong approach. Although I do feel very strongly we need to be, all the stations need to be working out ways of getting more revenue, and so we don't have to keep cutting and cutting and depending more and more on overtaxed listeners that are already donating too much or too often. Questions?
Brian, actually, a question for Raul. Raul, has KPFT been making its catch-up central service payments?
Hello. I was on mute. Can you hear me?
We've got you now. Yes.
Okay. Yes. As I reported previously, KPFT has been current with both their medical and central services bills. They've been managing their cash well, and they are current with their obligations, at least on from the national office standpoint.
No, I meant the budgeted catch-up payments from central services they didn't pay in fiscal 14.
They have No, they have not. But they had. We had a reconciliation, and we're still. I don't think that it's a large amount that we are working with respect to that. They have sent us a reconciliation that shows that they have caught up with that, but we're still checking that. So we kind of put that on the side for now.
Okay. Anyone else on this proposal?
Well, I don't have a question, but I have a couple of comments. Is it time for comments?
Okay, Barbara, I'll put you first on stack. Anyone else for discussion? Go ahead, Barbara.
Well, the way this is worded here, the way what Bill has quoted, I don't think it excludes the possibility of adjusting your fundraising the way you've been doing. It just says increase fund drive goals, and I don't think it's required that you add days once you get going and give up your usual procedure of starting the next one earlier. And all the stations got provisos with their budget approvals. We got some things added by the PND that was a little startling to us. And there is a period of time given before any of these things set in, so we can evaluate the situation some more, see how the fundraising is going before we have to make certain cuts. And I would be inclined to vote against this motion, Bill. I think you're coming back into this committee, and it's kind of shocking. The first thing you get is, okay, we want you to start cutting. But as I say, I don't think it directs you to stop adding fundraising days the way you have been, adding them to the next drive. That's all.
Could I respond?
I'm going to respond to Barbara.
Okay. Go ahead.
Barbara, we didn't issue any directives to KPFT to cut. There were stations that didn't have provisos. And the language of the motion, Bill's correct, it's effective immediately, not at some future date, and it does require KPFT to extend fund drives until they meet their goal.
We have
a difference about whether or not that's a good idea, but we should all be clear about what it actually is.
I'm sorry, I know we didn't have provisos. I meant the PNB obviously did. But does it say that they have to extend each fund drive? They can't do it the way they've been doing it, add days on the next one?
Since the PNB directs
The language is the PNB directs KPFT management to extend any and all fund drives until they have met their budgeted goals.
That's the part I was concerned about.
You know, Bill, I voted for this when it came up. You know, the information that we had at the time was that KPFT was behind on its central services, which I understand may have been mostly addressed through book reconciliation with the national office. And KPFT's treasurer was telling us that the fund drive, and this was the fall fund drive, was on track to end quite short of goal without any plans for extending it. So I think we had some understandable concern that KPFT might not be able to pay its bills. But as of right now, your financial statements look like some of the healthiest in the network, and KPFT is keeping current with everything. I would not have a problem. I would support rescinding this until there is an actual problem. Anyone else for STAC?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Adriana.
Yeah, I think that part, I don't know, we will have an executive session, and I hope that we can hold the discussion till we go to the executive session, because other items that need to be discussed about the issue of KPFT and their current statement that cannot be set in the open, and I think that would clarify part of this.
You think there are issues that would impact a recommendation to rescind the mandate to extend fund drives?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to make that a formal motion to postpone continued discussion until we're in the executive session?
Yes, till we have other executive session and a meeting. Yes.
All right. Paul, we'll take that as a motion to postpone to executive session from Adriana Katsunov.
Right.
Is there any objection to doing so?
Yes, Bill. I can't imagine what it would be that would need to be discussed in executive session that would affect whether or not this was rescinded. But so I guess I would object to pushing it off to executive session.
Any further discussion on this? If there's none, Paul, can you call a vote on the question of postponing to executive session?
Okay, give me one second here because I have to adjust my roll call vote thing. So one second, we're almost there, and that is done. All right, So the motion is to postpone the motion currently on the floor to executive session. Lydia Bazan. Adriana Katsunov.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
No.
Ryan Edwards-Tiekert.
Abstain.
Marcus Jenner. R. Paul
Abstain.
Martin. Oh, Marcus
Abstain.
Is here?
I am indeed.
Oh, okay. How do you vote on the motion to postpone?
Abstain.
R. Paul Martin, abstain. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Michael Novick. Michael? Okay. Raul Salvador.
Can you hear me?
Michael, yes.
I'll abstain.
Raul Salvador. Raul?
Sorry. Yes.
Barbara Whipperman?
Yes.
Okay. That is everybody. Okay. Four in favor, one against, four abstentions.
Okay, and just so everyone's clear, in executive session, I'm only going to allow discussion of aspects of this question that are appropriate executive session material. So that'll be end of our public argument about whether it's just good general policy. I guess the only other topic we should take up under new business is our next meeting.
Brian, something I wanted to add. Marcus.
Sorry, Marcus, what do you have?
I wanted to add something to new business when appropriate.
Okay.
Okay.
What is it, Marcus?
Okay. Two quickies. One, unfortunately, I missed the CFO's presentation, so I wondered if the first quarter actuals was discussed and when it would be delivered.
We just got a preliminary 2014, and Raul told us first quarter actuals are on the way.
Okay.
We're going to discuss
second. Go ahead.
At our next meeting.
Fantastic. Second, I've emailed Raul, this is a Raul, I suppose, I emailed him, Raul and Amaki a couple of times requesting a statement about the status of CPB. When we get a new LSB, a lot of questions about CPB, and I would prefer not to paraphrase, but if I had to have something from Raul just stating what the current status is, one paragraph, something real simple. You had commented on the status of CPB and kind of sent out one sentence. And I didn't want to forward that without some further context. So my question is, can Raul prepare just a brief status of CPB for us to share with our LSB?
Yeah, sure. We will get a latest from our FCC if there's any, and then we will grab something for you to disseminate.
Fantastic. That's it.
Great. Thanks, Marcus. Our next meeting. So we now know that we'll have financial statements to go through. We should give the PNB enough time to fill the holes on this committee, and then at that meeting we can set up a schedule for the year. It looks like there are three national board meetings between now and, Jesus, between now and 2 weeks from tonight, which hopefully would give the national board adequate time to repopulate committees. How would you all feel about Tuesday, February 10th?
It's okay by me.
It sounds fine.
Yeah, I think that's all right.
All right, I'll make it a motion then to meet Tuesday, February 10th, beginning at 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern. Does anyone object to that proposal?
Brian, do you want to make a second meeting for the month, just, you know, the second and fourth Tuesdays?
No, I don't want to set more than one meeting until we have every seat filled on the committee.
Okay.
So the proposal is for a meeting on the 10th, 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern. Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, that is now ordered. Paul, can you put it on the calendar for us?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Thank you very much. And I think that takes us to the end of our public session business, unless anyone else has anything additional they'd like to bring up under new business. Amazing. We are ahead of schedule. Well, I guess this will adjourn the open session. And if you all are amenable, we'll start the executive session a few minutes early, unless anyone wants a break.
Yeah. Just call right back in.
Okay. Talk to you in a few minutes then. Thanks, everybody.